Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, in the Green Scene today, how climate change is causing some creatures to change colour, with some mixed outcomes. But first, drinking huge amounts of alcohol with absolutely no ill effects. That is, if you're an Asian hornet. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Hey, Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I thought it was might be good news for humankind if you could, you know, get the genes of the hornet. But it doesn't look like the hornet has any fun by drinking the alcohol.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, we've all heard that, you know, that alcohol has a lot of calories. And now we've identified a species that is really tapping into the fact that alcohol does appear in nature. You get sort of fermented fruits and saps and things in the wild. And they can eat these things and seemingly suffer no intoxication at all. And that is interesting from our point of view, because, you know, perhaps it may help us to understand better how people react differently to alcohol.
Now, this is not an assumption. They've actually tested it.
So researchers, they actually looked at hornets and they compared them to honeybees. And what they did was they gave the insects nothing to eat for a week, except for sugary solutions containing a range of different alcohol concentrations. So ranging from 1 to 80% alcohol. And they monitored the behaviour and the life activities of the hornets and the bees during this period of time. And what they found was there was no changes that they could identify whatsoever in terms of the hornet.
No eccentric
behavior.
Buzzing around.
Nothing at all. And amazingly, the bees didn't last 24 hours on this diet. So their locomotion, their movement, their cognitive abilities, their ability to walk in a straight line, all of that was gone. But not only that, they started to become aggressive. You know, they weren't able to find the food
so
after
they're
a
more
while.
Like humans than...
We're more like the bees heading into this Christmas period. And of course, then what they did was the scientists, they looked at the genes of these different insects and they found that the hornet species have extra copies of a gene called NADP+. And people might have heard of this because it's a really key gene in lots of different parts of our metabolism. It is a gene also that it's a gene that creates a protein that becomes less active as we get older as well. And sometimes we might find that we do metabolize less effectively as we get older. So that won't surprise people. But this is interesting because, you know, it may give us an insight into why people react differently to alcohol, but also we're thinking about where did this come from? Because, you know, the types of concentrations of alcohol that these hornets were being exposed to don't exist in nature. And so that's very interesting. But they do, hornets in the wild will eat plants and fruits that have a lot of yeasts on them. And interestingly, we know yeasts also have many copies of different genes. So, you know, it is sort of interesting to understand maybe there's some sort
this
of...
This is the evolutionary thing
as these two things evolved together. And there may have been an advantage if you could get this energy from alcohol in the wild.
Now, other creatures drink alcohol more like we do.
They seem to. So there's examples of birds and mammals who again, eat these fermented fruits in nature. So we know our closest relative, chimpanzees in Guinea, they will drink sap from the raffia palm and it will ferment and it can have alcohol contents of over 3% and they will seem to consume that for enjoyment. Again, sticking with the primate family, vervet monkeys in the Caribbean have now started pinching alcoholic drinks from tourists. So, I mean, these are very, very clever creatures. They know what's in the glass and they will go and find it and take it. But not only in the primate family, even little tree shoes, the pen-tailed tree shoe in Malaysia, they again will identify this alcohol in palms and they don't seem to get too intoxicated, but they will seek this out. And actually, the other thing about alcohol, it is also a disinfectant. And we see some species, even a little fruit fly, will see if there's alcohol on a plant. So again, it's there. They will lay their eggs in that alcohol because it's actually protective. It acts as a sort of antiseptic and protects the babies from parasites.
Now, our second topic is about changing colours in nature due to climate change.
Yeah, so one thing scientists have observed is that over approximately the last 40 to 50 years, we are seeing changes in the colours of animals. We're also seeing changes in the shape. We've talked about that before. But if we think about in general, what we seem to be seeing is that species are becoming lighter. So when we look at bee species, lizard species and birds, we're seeing that they seem to be losing pigment. And again, this might not be surprising as the Earth warms in places, because obviously dark pigment attracts heat and absorbs heat.
So if you don't need that, then you lose your pigment.
And of course, the other thing that's really important is camouflage. So for many creatures, their colour is their camouflage. And of course, if your camouflage is suddenly not in line anymore with the environment that you're facing. So for example, if you're a creature that turns white in the snow and there is no snow anymore, you're suddenly a target, exactly. So for all of these different reasons, we seem to be seeing these changes. So some of the examples that have been looked at, Scientific American did a very good piece in the last week or two. So one of the things is snails in Europe. So snails, your commoner garden snail, we see different varieties of shell types. But what we're seeing is with kind of 1.5 degrees of warming, the shift is toward snails that are more yellow in colour as opposed to brown. We're also seeing in Europe things like blue tits, and there's different species of blue tit where their deep blue pigment seems to be getting a little bit lighter over the last number of years. I mean, lighter by up to 20%. So this is a noticeable,
observable
change. So this is something that we are kind of monitoring. And again, if you look at birds in general, we are seeing that white and light feathers, normally would be in tropical and warmer regions, and black and blue feathers. And we are starting to see that shift.
Ruth, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland.